From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stock prices have been gyrating broadly in trading on foreign markets today. A rally in European stocks has fizzled, and the major averages there are down between 5 and 7%. And stocks have closed lower on Asian markets. John Matthews in Tokyo says Japan's Nikkei stock average lost 1.7% today.
Both South Korea's KOSPI index and Hong Kong's Hang Seng index are down as well. While some analysts expect a rebound as traders capitalize on cheaper stocks, others are still hesitant. For many, the fear of slowdowns from both the U.S. debt downgrade and Europe's own debt issues is expected to drive more losses in the coming days. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Investors are scrambling for safe havens, mainly bonds and gold. Gold prices have risen again to a new record today. Jack Ablin is Chief Investment Officer with Harris Private Bank.
I continue to anticipate gold moving higher as long as investors believe that the value of the U.S. dollar is going to decline.
Analysts say the markets will be closely watching today's meeting of Federal Reserve policymakers in Washington to see if the central bank indicates possible steps such as a further injection of monetary stimulus. Bruce McCain, chief investment strategist with Key Private Bank, says at the very least, Fed policymakers need to stress confidence in the overall strength of the economy.
A little might go a long way if they can just reassure the public and get the markets to reflect a little more optimism for near-term economic growth.
President Obama has been doing his best to boost optimism. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the president insists that he's confident about the nation's future.
These were the president's first comments since Standard & Poor's downgraded U.S. credit. He said, "We didn't need a ratings agency to tell us we need a balanced approach to deficit reduction."
Markets will rise and fall, but this is the United States of America. No matter what some agency may say, we've always been and always will be a AAA country.
The markets did not slow their decline, though. President Obama said the country's problems are eminently solvable. Washington just needs to set aside ideology long enough to solve them. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Police in London clashing with looters and rioters for a third straight night. Three people arrested for trying to kill a police officer. The violence has spread to other cities as well. British Prime Minister David Cameron is pledging a crackdown.
People should expect to see more, many more arrests in the days to come. I am determined, the government is determined, that justice will be done and these people will see the consequences of their actions.
More than 450 people have been arrested so far. Cameron has recalled the British Parliament from its summer recess to deal with the crisis. He's also canceled all leave for police. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama unveils new fuel efficiency standards for large trucks later this morning. The White House says the new standards will save businesses billions of dollars in fuel cost a year and help the environment. A Pennsylvania man is set to plead guilty today to using the internet to promote violence against Americans on an Islamist extremist website. He's also accused of having a loaded gun in his possession when FBI agents came to question him. Recall elections are set in Wisconsin today for six Republican state senators. NPR's David Shaper says the effort is part of a backlash against the lawmakers' support for a law eliminating most collective bargaining rights for many public employees in the state.
Never before have so many legislators been on the ballot for recall at one time in any state. In fact, experts say over the last century there have been only 20 state legislators total nationwide forced into recall elections until this summer in Wisconsin. If Democrats win at least three of the six Republican seats on the ballot today and hold on to two of their own in another round of recalls next week, they'll gain control of the Wisconsin Senate. Both parties and out-of-state interest groups are spending record amounts, tens of millions of dollars on the Wisconsin recall elections, as voters in this swing state could send a message to the country about whether the policies of Tea Party-backed Republicans elected last fall are going too far. David Shaper, NPR News.
The National Weather Service says this July was one of the hottest on record. Forecaster Bruce Sullivan.
41 of the lower 48 states had above normal, much above normal, or a record warmest July.
But Sullivan says one region in particular has felt the brunt of the heat wave.
Texas, Oklahoma, parts of Arkansas, those areas have been the hardest hit with not only record heat, but the very dry conditions.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.